¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
All right, let's jump right in. Imagine this file showing up. San Belmont, Illinois, 1963. It's connected to this place, Hollow Creek Sanatorium. But here's the thing. You search for Hollow Creek, nothing. No public records, no maps. It's like it never existed.
It's a ghost facility. But these records, dug up somehow, they paint a picture that's, well, deeply strange. The first thing that just grabs you is the timing on the admission logs. Every single patient.
Yeah.
Everyone was admitted after they were officially dead.
Wait, after? Like post-funeral?
Exactly. We're talking death certificates signed, sealed, delivered, sometimes hours, sometimes even days after they were supposedly buried. Then, boom, an admission form for Hollow Creek.
Okay, that immediately tells you this wasn't a normal hospital. What were they doing? Admitting corpses.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It certainly wasn't about saving lives at that point. And the deeper you look, the stranger it gets. The doctors, the ones signing these impossible admission forms.
Let me guess. Untraceable.
Completely vanished. And the nurses listed in the logs making notes.
Don't tell me.
They never existed. Not in any registry, anywhere. It's like the whole place was staffed by phantoms.
So a secret facility admitting dead people, staffed by non-existent personnel. Why? Why create such an elaborate fabrication?
That level of detail, the fake paper trail, it screams secrecy. Something was happening there that had to be hidden at all costs. It makes you wonder, were they breaking laws, ethics, or maybe something else entirely?
Something beyond conventional understanding, perhaps.
Perhaps. What kind of operation needs that much secrecy?
And then there's the audio evidence they found. Tapes, labeled psychiatric wing.
Psychiatric wing. Okay, that's interesting in itself.
Yeah, but forget therapy sessions, these tapes.
Bruh.
They're filled with whispers. Just whispers.
What kind of whispers? Coherent.
Sometimes. One phrase apparently repeats. I came back, but not by choice.
Wow, not by choice. That's chilling.
Right. It's not like someone grateful to be alive again. It sounds forced. Compelled.
It suggests some kind of external force, maybe. Something bringing them back against their will.
And why a psychiatric wing? Were they studying the mental state of people brought back like this? If you could bring someone back, what would that do to their mind?
Exactly. The psychological implications alone are staggering. Did they retain memory, personality, or was it just something else wearing their shape?
The physical place adds to the weirdness. Investigators eventually found this locked room, lower level, hidden away.
Okay.
And the walls were covered in writing, inscriptions. But get this, they were all reversed. Mirror writing, basically.
Reversed inscriptions, that immediately signals something ritualistic, maybe? Or deliberately counter to the norm?
It feels symbolic, doesn't it? Like an inversion of natural order, maybe reflecting what they were actually doing there.
Reverse writing pops up in various esoteric contexts, sometimes about accessing other realms, sometimes about, well, darker things. It definitely steers you away from thinking this was just some rogue medical experiment.
Was it a lab?
Either.
Or something else, like you said, maybe ceremonial.
The lines blur, don't they?
Inside that room, a hospital bed. Standard enough, except the restraint straps.
Let me guess. Not neatly soldered.
Far from it. Twisted. Mangled, almost.
Yeah.
Clear signs of a violent struggle. Someone fought hard against those restraints.
A struggle? In a hidden room with reversed writing? After death. This picture keeps getting darker.
And sitting right there, on that very bed, was a patient file.
The key? Maybe.
Maybe. The admission date listed. 2 full days after the official date of death recorded elsewhere.
2 days! Not a typo. A deliberate record showing admission post-mortem.
It's like the file itself is proof of the impossibility. It just lays it bare.
Seeing that date combined with the evidence of a struggle, it makes it visceral. You can almost picture the scene. Someone or something in that bed fighting after they should have been gone.
But the final entry in this file, it's non-clinical, almost detached. Just 2 words. Patient reactivated.
Reactivated. Not resuscitated. Not revived. Reactivated. Like a machine.
And then right below it, an observation note. Under observation, no human consciousness detected.
No human consciousness. So what was reactivated?
That's the terrifying question, isn't it?
Yeah.
If it wasn't the person, their mind, their awareness, what came back? Just the body, animated somehow.
An empty shell.
Yeah.
Or worse. Something else entirely inhabiting that form. The phrase no human consciousness is so specific, so stark.
It rules out simple reanimation.
Yeah.
You know, like CPR success. This was something different, something they felt the need to note wasn't human anymore, mentally speaking.
So let's piece this together. You've got people admitted after death, staff who don't exist, whispers about being forced back, strange, possibly ritualistic symbols, evidence of a violent struggle, and then this cold clinical note. Reactivated, but empty.
What was the ultimate goal at Hollow Creek? Were they trying to conquer death or repurpose it? Use these reactivated bodies for something.
And if they could bring something back, but without the person, without consciousness, what's the point? Unless the point wasn't revival, but animation, control.
The phrase not by choice echoes here again. If there's no consciousness, who's making the choice? Or what force is compelling this return?
It raises fundamental questions about life, death, consciousness itself. The secrecy suggests they knew they were crossing lines, profound ones.
Which leads to the final unsettling thought. This was 1963. Hidden. Undocumented. If this kind of thing was possible then, under such complete secrecy.
Could it still be happening now? Somewhere else? Could facilities like Hollow Creek exist today, operating in the shadows, hidden from all scrutiny?
Where would you even hide something like that now? And what would they be reactivating bodies for? In our modern world.
It leaves you wondering, doesn't it? What other secrets about the boundaries of life and death are being kept just out of sight? What else might be coming back, not by choice?